to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it and dangling like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my master struck missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new vessel. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
Hadouken! This your World Warrior T.Y. Mobile coming at you with another episode of the Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinions on comic books, video games, action figures, anime, and related movies. We coming at you looking at the upcoming year in 2010 for video games. Some of the stuff we're looking forward to coming out. We're going to skip over the stuff we're not looking forward to. Another World of Warcraft, you know, we pass on that. And you know, another... What else is coming out next year? And hell if I know. But I got a couple of my co-hosts here. We got Mad Wicked in the house.
I am here.
And Master Jushin.
The Booty Jedi is still on patrol for booty.
And Dirty CGZ had to step out on us, but we wish him best. What we got looking at in 2010? The first up, I think it actually dropped on the 3rd, yesterday. We have Darksiders. Darksiders is... Is it by Joe Majora?
Yeah.
Is it his actual video game company?
I thought that shut down, but I know he did all the artwork in it. But who knows?
I remember one he left the comics to do his video game company,
mm-hmm.
and one of his companies folded.
Okay.
He came back, did that horrible Ultimates Volume 3.
Oh, George.
Stop. Y'all stop.
And then he stepped out again and restarted another video, got on with another video game company.
Oh, okay.
Now, all of the art in Darksiders is strictly from him.
Yes.
And they converted all of the art from him into the video game. But Darksiders is, you take on the role of War because the apocalypse was started prematurely,
mm-hmm.
and they blame him for it, so he has to find out who did it. And he's depowered somewhat, and he's going around the world getting his powers back and finding out who kicked the party off without him.
Hold up. Wait a minute. He is War, and he's mad that somebody started the party. Well, yeah, I'd be mad somebody started the party, too, but I wouldn't be pissed off somebody, you know, it was like, oh, hey.
Well, if heaven and hell blamed you for it.
Well, shit, this is what I do, but damn, let's get this shit going. That's what I'm saying, you know? Get your powers back to fucking keep it going. But I'm just saying, don't be mad because someone else did your job for you. You should have been on top of that shit. As a matter of fact, the motherfucker should be replaced. He probably, you know what? Kratos probably got in on that shit and took that care of that mess for him back
War's
in
the room. Coming through the door right now.
Okay, so at a family barbecue.
Hey man, you need a free agent? That's all I got to say. I'm willing to work, Candy. I cause a lot of destruction.
I mean, the concept is good. I mean, well, it's coming along the lines with a lot of the other darker tones that's coming out. We had mm-hmm. the Devil May Cry. Now we got Bayonetta. We got Dante's Inferno that's dropping, mm-hmm. and then Darksiders is coming along with this Heaven and Hell fighting angels and demons story. So if it slides along and fits in just along with the rest of them, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any gameplay.
Neither.
Have you seen gameplay?
Yes,
how's it look?
Looks amazing.
The gameplay looks amazing.
I'll take your word for it because I have no inclination so far because I haven't seen anything.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know.
I have seen gameplay and it looks good. I mean.
But if War's going to bitch about War, give me that shirt you got. No bitch assness. Let's just say it out. Let's put it out there. Fuck
so
it what it is.
You going to hold up the no bitch assness shirt in front of War?
Yes, I sure as hell will. No bitch asses. What you got? You got a mace and a sickle? Yeah, well, let's go.
But one of the things that's
drawn. Let me stop my talking before Gotham City limits can burn to the ground. Sorry, Dunny!
Well, one of the things that drew me to it is that he's going to, further along in the game, he reclaims his horse, Ruin.
Yeah.
That's one of the powers that he gets back.
Hell yeah.
So the gameplay looks amazing.
Yes, it does.
I don't know about this one.
Rental?
I mean, Joe Majora is a plus. I love Joe Majora. Mm. If, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Joe Mad, put it that way. I like his art style.
Joey Mad?
And when I heard he was, you know, I seen some of the covers he did for PSM Magazine back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And those were fantastic. But I don't know.
I'm going to have to trust my gamers, my gaming professionals at GameStop and all those other places, because that's the only way I'm going to find out anything about it, whether it's worth playing or not.
This might be a borrow for me. I might have to borrow it from somebody first. Because, you know, nowadays, dropping $60 on it and getting, 10-20 hours of gameplay?
Your two main weapons is you have, like, a Reaper scythe, and then you have a cross gun. And depending on which one you use also determines if you're more evil or you're more good also.
I might use a Reaper scythe.
Cross
gun?
War is good.
You're being helped by both sides to find out.
Heaven and hell. So you got a cross gun, obviously heaven, and a Reaper scythe? I'd have to go for hell, for the scythe.
I go to Reaper scythe too. I don't know.
And we already know your option, Mad.
You know me. Ever since I was a little kid, man, it's always been about the evil. Between Cobra, damn mutants off Thundercats.
Destruction and Decepticons.
Decepticons, yes. They even tried to buy me an auto, but I'm like, what is this?
Take that shit back.
So Darksiders is a borrow from me. Jushin?
Maybe.
And Wicked?
Yeah, it's a yes for me.
And so we got next up we got Tatsunoko versus Capcom. This is the 7th Versus series from Capcom, and I gotta say, I'm looking forward to it. I've seen some gameplay on it, and I was blown away by it. And I don't know about all of the characters that they have in there. Some I know, some I don't. But
hell, that's with all their fucking, you know, Versus games.
I can understand with all of the how they got each anime released to different companies and the rights to this other company. It'd be a damn madhouse trying to get all the anime characters we want in there.
Yeah.
But the ones we do have, we got Battle of the Planets.
G-Force!
Otherwise known as G-Force. Joe the Condor, June the Swan, and then Ken the Eagle. They're making an appearance in there. We got Tekka Man.
I remember Tekka Man.
And Karus from the anime known as Karus. On the Capcom side, of course, we got Ryu, Chun-Li.
Yeah.
We got Morrigan from Darkstalkers.
Nice.
And Frank West from Dead Rising.
The zombie game?
Really?
Yep.
They threw that old Frank in that game.
One of his special moves is actually you get attacked by zombies. He uses the zombies as a
special move. That's what I'm talking about.
So, like I said, I saw the gameplay for it, and I'm thrilled for it. It's exclusively for the Wii, though.
Oh!
What?
I hate that shit! You know, don't get me wrong.
It's like when it was for Dreamcast. You could only get it for the Dreamcast. You had to go and buy a Dreamcast.
Like, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Let me break down my Wii story. I won't keep you long and stuff. I owned a Nintendo. I didn't own a Nintendo 64, a Super Nintendo. I didn't own any of that. It was just too colorful and pretty for me. But we do have a Wii, but it's like my wife and my daughter's Wii. I feel weird on it.
You feel not right?
Yeah, maybe, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so shit, yeah, fuckers.
Exclusively for the Wii.
That's some bullshit, but okay.
It was designed for Wii Play.
That just says a lot.
Now, you can alternate and use old school style.
Right.
Nintendo.
Of course you can.
Wii, but it was designed with the Wii in mind. So that's
that fucker's still trying to lose weight.
That seems like a negative on the most part, but
yeah, I think they could do a lot of damage, at least on all three platforms.
Could have.
Who the fuck are we, right?
I know, right? We're just only the people who play these damn things.
We're just the direct edition.
Just the direct edition. Next game.
So Tatsunoko vs. Capcom is good for me. And Master Jushin?
I'm going to come over to your house and play it.
All right.
I'm going to come over to your house and play it.
So it's good for me, and it's a borrow on the ball.
Okay, yeah.
Next up, Star Trek Online. The first massively multiplayer online role-playing game in the Star Trek universe. Now, of course, you get to own your own starship.
Whee!
Why would they put out a MMORPG and you not get to own your own starship? But when it's released, only thing you can do is walk around the bridge.
Look, this is what I'm... To me, I'm a Star Trek fan at heart. I really loved it. I loved the movie. I love the series. I love all of it. Maybe except for some of Voyager. But, you know, when Jerry Ryan came on, who could not love a hot-ass Borg woman? But I'm just saying. She has some big... I mean, just... Oh, and then back on topic. But,
Star Trek Online.
It feels like the old PlayStation game Star Trek. That it just sounds like they're putting it on a platform where you can play with all the other people just online. It just feels like the same thing. You're still going to be playing with the Borg, the Romulans, and the Klingons, and, you know, yeah, well, the Federation.
Once you start, you have to choose between the Federation or the Klingon Empire.
Come on now. I'm going to go straight fucking because I want the damn Enterprise. Why? Because that shit was hot in that movie. That shit was like a damn Corvette. It was like your mom. It was like your daddy's Corvette. You really wanted to take a ride, and he told you not to fucking touch that shit.
So what do you do?
Yeah, you fucking snuck in there at night and you rolled out, and when you came back the next morning, you beat your ass, but you damn sure enjoyed that shit.
I put my knee, I put my foot on the gas when you almost got a
whiplash. Klingon for me. Because of the bad guys, you know.
In the Star Trek game, of course, you're going to be able
damn,
to.
Damn, dude, put a forehead ridge on you. You already have Klingon.
I know.
You're going to be able to beam down to the planets. You're going to get to explore all the planets. But
I will play it.
You know, how many Star Trek games have we got to, and you just wanted to just walk around your bridge, see what Joe Ship looked like?
That's what I'm saying. If I could walk down the corridor and fire a phaser into somebody who just bumped me in the shoulder, I'll be fucking happy. Like, no, that motherfucker didn't. Just take my plate of fucking fried mashed potatoes that I ordered off the replicator.
How many people do you know of? Because from what I read, they're going to release the exploration of the bridge, like, later on. When you first hit the game, the exploration of
it's going to be progressive.
The entire ship later on, but the bridge, once the game is released, you can only just walk around.
That's kind of silly.
That is silly.
That's like,
I mean, why give
a game in your house and then you can just walk around the
fucking. It's like buying a car, but you can't hold the keys.
See, there you go.
I'm just saying. Oh, you get to go in the Star Trek. I can't drive this bitch. Wait a minute. So what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I standing around in an empty ship? Oh, hey, what's up, George? You got the keys, man? No, I don't have the keys. Oh, what are we going to do? You know what? I wonder if they got some bathrooms around here.
But here's my thought about this. When they do, if they do release the exploration of your ship, and they're also thinking about releasing on other consoles. Right now, it's just coming to PC. Not even the Mac or Linux systems. It's just Windows. That's kind of silly as well. But my thought is this. Once you get the ability to walk around your ship.
I'm fucking an Orion girl.
How many people...
That's the booty job.
Like Master Juicy said, he's going for the Orion girl. But how many people do you think are going to start targeting all the damn red shirts?
Shit, I'm going to be wearing a red shirt just on purpose to be... Yeah, that's right. I said it. I'm gonna be wearing a red shirt. You can find me online, Master Jushin. And if you can find me, it is on. Guess what? I'll be with the bitch with the two phasers ready to rock your world.
Coming after you. Yeah, coming after you. That's all
the next episode's going to be. I'll take on Klingons, Romulans, and Federations all. Bring them on.
I can't even play. I didn't get a shot.
But Star Trek Online, I'm going to have to pass on it because it's just for PC. I am a Mac user. Unless they decide to drop it on other consoles, I may rent it. Massachusetts?
I'm going to get it. Star Trek fan. I'm going to have to try one of these damn things.
Mad?
Nope. You know how it was, fellas.
Yeah, I know. We know.
Nope.
Next game, we got Aliens vs. Predator. It's by the same company that developed the original back in 1999. The original PC game is going to be a first-person shooter, of course, and you get to choose between an alien, a predator, or a marine.
I'm going to have to see how this thing looks.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything on it, and I guess with the most recent film coming out,
yeah,
they're going to be upping the stakes on the game.
Because I've also heard something about it, but it's like, you know, hearing it and seeing something on it are two different things.
Yeah,
I mean, there are so many games that have had so much promise that they've just bombed when you bought them, and just what the hell did I buy?
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. So, and like I said, dropping $60 on it now.
And you can't get that full $60 back.
You damn sure can't.
Not anymore.
All right. Final Fantasy 13. Anybody?
I will buy that. I am pissed off, though, because I did not make it through all the way through 12.
Last one I played was 7.
Yeah, same here.
7 was great. Here's the ones. 7, I played 8, and I played 10. And I thought 7 and 10 were the best. I played 12, and I got halfway through that bitch. I walked away from that bitch for a full year because I walked upon like some Tyrannosaurus Rex-looking motherfucker who whooped my ass. I came back a year later, took all my characters around the whole fucking world till, I mean, I couldn't go anywhere else. I got them leveled up some more, came back, whooped that guy's ass, and the very next guy I have to fight after the movie sequels was another motherfucker just like him, but Beta Plants, I fucking walked away. So if they have to do that bullshit again, I'm just saying, you know, I know we gotta power the level these guys up, but damn, I don't wanna travel through the fucking world like 4 damn times just to come and fight one boss. I'm just saying, that's just how I feel.
So if anybody can beat the damn plant Tyrannosaurus, let Master Juice know.
Them plants laughing at your ass right now. Did you hear that, motherfucker? Yeah. We got in his face like fucking Audrey of Little Shop of Horrors.
Please let Master Juice know.
Fucking Audrey 13 just sitting there looking at me.
So he can enjoy Final Fantasy 13.
We'll sit there looking pissed off at it until then.
I'm going to pass on Final Fantasy 13.
You know what?
Just too damn long.
The thing about it is, they make some beautiful graphics in the movies. Yeah, and, you know, they have movie scenes. And
you get your money's worth. You sure do. Damn.
Like I said, it's just the whole powering up thing. It's like, you know what? It can be better than Last Remnant. I can only say that much.
I'm not even going to talk about Last Remnant.
I'm not. I don't want to. You know what? I'm going to go real quick on the Last Remnant. Why do you make a game that you don't, and then you give people limited options on what they can do when you fight? If I want to heal somebody, if I want a group to heal people while I'm fighting a boss, let me heal. Don't give me the only option in the world I have to attack, because then I'm going to get my ass wiped all the damn fucking time. That fucking game just, I can understand why it's why it went down to $20 really, really quick.
It damn sure did.
That bitch came out 1 week, $60, the very next week, $20. Now I know why. They limited your options. Don't limit the options, people. We like options. That's what life is all about, choices.
I still didn't pick it up for $20. I was like, Last Remnant?
I let him hold it. Guess what? He didn't even put it in.
I took it back the next day. I said, no, this ain't going to work for me. So I'm going to pass on Final Fantasy 13. Master Juice is definitely picking it up. Matt Wicket.
You know, like I said, I didn't buy one since 7, so why start now? So, yeah, I'm going to pass. I'll watch somebody else play it.
Super Street Fighter 4.
You know what? I bought Street Fighter 4. If they don't make the rest of those characters that they're releasing in Super Street Fighter 4 downloadable, I'm just going to pass on it. Look. I had to get my kid brother to come over and help me unlock the other characters. And we did that shit by setting the level at easiest and one round on fights only. That is how I got all my characters. Guess what? I'm not about to go through that shit again for other characters, okay? T-Hawk, DJ, what the fuck ever. I'm good with Chun-Li and all the rest.
T-Hawk, DJ, as Master Yusha said, they're going to be featured in this Super Street Fighter 4. I don't see why. I don't see what the purpose of it was.
Look, we already got Akuma. Who the hell else do you need? That motherfucker can kill with one punch.
But they're going to have Cody and Guy from Final Fight. I haven't played Final Fight, but those names do sound familiar. But it says that the last time they were featured was in Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Was that the first 3D game they had? No.
See, there you go. Exactly. But in this one, they said they're bringing back the car and the barrel scenes where you can tear apart the cars.
Oh, that's nice.
I do remember that.
I remember, yeah. You fall back into a barrel and it falls apart, yeah.
And then there's a tournament on there, but it's a downloadable.
Oh, right, like the little bonuses where you have to fuck up the car. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
But is it worth a whole nother disc that you have to buy?
Negative, sir. Unless that shit is like $20, negative.
The car and the barrel can be free downloadable content.
Exactly.
And the characters you get to download at your will.
That's just like that Star Wars, the one with the Force Legacy. Like that Ultimate Edition, the Sith Edition. You had already released 2 extra levels on Xbox Live, and then you go and make this whole game just so you can play the Hoth level. I mean, come on now. Why? Well, I've already got the other two.
You got downloadable content out there for a reason. Why don't you use it?
Yeah.
You know, there's no point in making Street Fighter.
You knew you were making a hard level beforehand. Why you had to put me through that emotional stress?
It's all right, man.
No, it's not all right.
It's all right.
I'm going to get this motherfucking Capri Sun. Some juices.
Some juices. We already got pink lemonade.
Big ass sippy cup.
It's almost gone.
I guess it's safe to say Massachusetts won't be picking up the Sith edition of the Force Unleashed either. As far as Super Street Fighter 4, I haven't picked up the first one either, so I'm going to pass on this one. We not even asked Massachusetts. He's still hurting. Mad.
You know, besides just graphics, it's not a whole, and new characters and everything. I'm over the Street Fighter stuff. I mean, unless you come out with the next one and damn, you have to put some type of spin, some type of twist, some next level stuff. Personally, you know, I'm not knocking the legacy of Street Fighter. I mean, it's been around for longer than a lot of people been living. So, you know, I can't knock it for that, but I'm kind of over it. I'm just kind of over it.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. So, no. Unless you gave it to me, I'll play it. You know? I'm not buying. I'm not getting none of my money.
And, of course, with the new Prince of Persia movie, they're going to drop a new Prince of Persia game called The Forgotten Sands of Time, or The Forgotten Sands, I'm sorry. This one is supposed to be the direct continuation of the first game, The Prince of Persia Sands of Time, from the original Xbox. And they're calling it a midquel instead of a sequel.
A midquel.
Yeah, it takes.
That's place. A new fucking word.
Yeah, it takes place between the Sands of Time and.
Who comes up with these words? I would like to get paid to make up words because I could do that. Mid-quel. Like off the quad.
Midquel.
That sounds like a dwarf STD. Gosh, the bitch gave me midquel. Look at that shit.
Oh, that's some nasty shit.
I got an eye on my testicle.
Oh, how do you get that removed?
I don't know. Don't fucking know it.
It's looking at me.
Look at that shit. It's not doing anything. It sucks back into my body like a fucking any belly button. Fucking mid quill. I can't
take it. So I saw things got the same way. Check out Prince of Persia the movie, but we're pass on the video game. None of us want to get a mid quill.
Keep your mid quill, bitches.
We're going to forego Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, for Fable 3, I believe.
Oh.
No.
Hey, we got to say nothing. Yes.
Yes. He's right. Yes. No.
I love that game. Let me tell you one thing about Fable 2. That was the first video game my wife ever played.
There
and,
you go.
Know, my wife, she's an early bird. I mean, we're talking around 7:30, 8 o'clock. My baby's like, I can't stay up. I came home at 11:30 one night, and she was still up playing it. That shit was so sexy. So, yes. Yes. I'm a videotape.
So Fable 3, again, exclusively for Xbox 360. It's going to be set 50 years after Fable 2. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the son of your hero, quote-unquote hero, from Fable 2. And you can even migrate your save games from Fable 2 to Fable 3.
That's what I'm talking about.
And another
your
thing
evil reign adding, will continue, sir.
Yes, because I had red eye horns curled back and touching my ass. That's how big they were. I was all evil. I did nothing nice. Man, every place I went, the guards were after my ass. As I walked in, I beat their ass and just kept walking. I'm like, call some more. Call some more. Because you need them all.
Some new mechanics, judgments. It's when the theme about it is you're going to be the kingdom is ruled by a tyrant. So as you're coming up, you're going to try to rally the people so you can take over the kingdom from them.
Oh, okay. Because
it is rightfully yours. But you're making promises to the people to get behind you. But once you take over the kingdom,
you surprise, bitches!
You get to choose to keep the promises
shit.
Or not keep the promises.
Shit! I hit him with something.
But that's the first half of the game. Now, the second half of the game is that you're going to meet opposition from a country outside of Albion.
Really?
And
somebody
you're going to have to choose
some static.
Somebody coming with some static. And you're going to have to choose to either, you know, handle them or try to make nice with them.
Fuck them! Fuck them and their couch! I'm fucking everybody up.
I don't see those motherfuckers over here fighting those what are the wolves called? Those,
I forgot where they called.
The world Balverines.
I don't see none of them motherfuckers coming to help out, take out the Balverines.
Yeah.
How many scars you got fucking fighting them bitches?
Okay, all on up and down my back.
I'm telling you.
Like
yeah, they can kiss my ass. There's a 197 there.
There you go. That was one thing I loved about part two was the damn slave trading. You know, just getting them to follow me someplace, then all of a sudden the motherfuckers surround him. They give me my cash. You're like, I'll never forgive you. And I take out my gun and shoot him. Arrow in your lip, bitch.
Mad wicked, everybody.
Well, you know.
Mad wicked.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
But damn, you even get to choose the tax cities.
Oh, do I get a dog again?
It didn't say.
My dog was black with red eyes.
Well, if you, it makes sense that if you're transferring from over. Game,
you may be able to keep your dog.
Hey, hell yeah.
But you get to tax cities, and right. They say if you tax them too hard, crime and poverty are going to go up. So you get to choose.
That's nothing. You can just put it right back down.
That's along with the character.
I got mugged. Watch your back, bitch. Go to the gun range. Carry a piece. What do you want me to do?
That's the character morph.
I'm a tyrant, not yo tyrant. Gotta go some self defense class.
Well, who you think I am? I'm not Yoda.
Thank you.
That's a continuation of the character morphing, you know, as they continue on from the first and the second series. But as you can tell, an all around yes on Fable 3.
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah. Buying it, renting it, borrowing it.
What the hell ever.
To it. Mm. All around.
It will replace, well, I was about to say it was going to replace my woman, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, what? buying it and playing it here. I don't
know but next game we got.
I corrected myself. I stopped.
Yes, you did. You did. Word life.
Epic Mickey.
What?
Epic Mickey.
You know what? Mickey has never been hardcore, okay? I don't care who you are.
They're trying to make Mickey hardcore.
Mickey, now the Chippendale Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. Look, Robo Duck from DuckTales is hardcore, more hardcore than Mickey.
You can get in Disney.
I'm telling you. Launchpad was more hardcore than Disney and than Mickey. I'm just saying, you know.
You were going back. I'm like, who the fuck is Launchpad? Sounds like you rode a plane.
Like, Darkwing Duck.
There you go.
Was
Darkwing
hardcore.
Duck. I do remember, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm,
some things, you know, just don't.
Yeah, it's a no for me too.
Look, stick with what you know. Look, Sony, you got the teams. And it works for you. PlayStation's got the teens. They works. Xbox has got the adults. It works for them. Disney, you have, and not Disney, but Nintendo, Disney, and you've got the kids. Stay in your job. Know your role.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth and know your role. You step outside that shit and you just ask it for an ass whooping.
It's we only.
Yeah, it is we only.
Thank you.
But it's supposed to be hardcore Mickey on the Wii.
There ain't no such thing as hardcore Mickey. I don't know why they...
I mean, what really happened? Minnie stepped out on his ass with Pluto or some shit? What, he caught her with Goofy? I mean...
Oh, Pluto was good.
I mean, what happened? What happened, Steamboat Willie? I mean, just saying.
There's no such thing as
hardcore. There's
some things.
They're lying to us. There's no hardcore Mickey. It's just a publicity stunt.
Yeah, some things you just shouldn't. They're not supposed to be. And
Michael,
you know
it's
what?
Fucking Michael know. Eisner or whatever his name coming back to Hunt the Dead.
So Epic Mickey on the Wii is no. I gotta say, I might get it.
You got
what?
The Wii.
I have the Wii. I have.
Hey, man. I'm going to call Robodick in to fucking handle your ass.
Y'all jump on my case for Twilight. But this motherfucker is going to get epic.
Stay corrected.
Dirty D Nasty, can you help me out here?
Don't bother, man. Stay right over there. Don't.
You going to get some epic Mickey on? I mean, it's go along with the Kingdom Hearts fans. I think it's going to appeal to the Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 fans.
It's different from Kingdom Hearts. It's like Wii's first attempt to do HD. And in the journey, you build a zombie-looking Donald Duck. He looks like a zombie, but he's actually a cyborg. And you can either choose to build him as your companion or not. You can just leave him.
What did I say? Robo Duck.
See, there you go. So I got my backup on Epic Mickey. Everybody else is a no fuck.
Hey, I'm calling in Darkwing Duck to handle that
visually,
shit.
Visually, it's stunning. The idea
I'm quite sure it looks great.
The idea behind it is you can actually draw the characters to bring them to life to help you out.
Kind of like, sucks.
Kind of like drawn to life. But
like Charlie off the Nickelodeon?
Kind of. But
I mean Simon. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Visually, it's supposed to be stunning, and it's supposed to be the jumping start for Wii for the next level in graphics and gameplay and everything. So.
They said that about Resident Evil.
Damn, why you gotta take it back?
I'm just saying.
So thank you, D-Nasty.
It's a no. It's a hell no. It's a hell fuck no. I'm picking it up. I'm gonna check it out.
Let us know.
Epic Mickey. And I had to bring my Dirty D-Nasty from three left fields over to come in and back me up on it.
Damn near four.
What we got next is Tron Evolution. It's supposed to be, you know, filling the gaps between the first and the second movie.
That was the second movie?
Well, the no. one that's coming out. No, Tron Legacy. Oh, yeah, about seven, a part two of that shit? But I don't know. The video game, the trailer first premiered on the Spike Video Game Awards.
Okay.
It looked good, but I can't say that was enough for me to pick it up.
No, like, as you said, I'm going to...
You going to forego on the Tron Evolution?
No, I'm not going to forego it. It depends on when it comes out in the movie. I might actually just pick it up just to see what it is. Hey, like I said, you know what? I love that fucking motorcycle. I'll pick it up just for that alone.
I'll go to one of y'all's house and watch it.
Star Wars Old Republic for the PC. Master Jushin,
you I'm erasing that? All my porn off my hard drive to make room watch for that shit. That shit.
You know how long it took all this fucking hour porn, son? No. No.
Okay, maybe I'm a second sorry. Hard drive.
As in the good words of Master Yoda, not I must buzz. You gonna give me some discs and turn it all on
there? They've been talking about porting this over to some consoles, either PS3 or 360.
Oh shit, yeah.
If they do that, then yeah.
Yeah, if they do that, then my porn is safe.
Yeah.
But if it's just for PC or Mac, then I'm gonna pass on it. And lastly, we got DC Universe Online.
Finally.
That's yes! scheduled to drop this year. When? We don't know. But it is scheduled to drop this year, 2010. And
two words.
When they dropped the character Nightwing on there, I was all about
two words. Green Lantern and Adam. I'm just going to be all over that mother... And the Flash. Three, I'm sorry. Three. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be all over that motherfucking world doing shit that I shouldn't be doing, but I should.
As long as I can be a bad guy.
You can't be a bad guy.
Hell yeah.
Then. Give you a yellow or red ring.
Yeah, Sinestro for president.
But that was our look at the video games for 2010. Some we picking up, some we not. And this is your boy T1 Mobile bringing you the direct edition. Peace.
Booty hunt still on.
Have a nice night, everybody.